Rule number 12 is simply listen, which means become an outstanding audience. Most people don't like to listen as much as they love to talk. One of your primary objectives as a master communicator is to give other people an opportunity to express themselves more fully. The simple act of sincere listening sets the stage for you to be liked, appreciated, and respected in return. Here are three ways I've chosen to define the word listen. 1. To make a concerted effort to hear and understand something well. 2. To pay close attention to someone who is speaking. And 3. As it applies to this book, to focus your attention on other people when they're talking so that you hear their message while at the same time allowing them to feel validated and more appreciated. Most people love to talk, but listening is an entirely different matter. If you want to improve the quality of your relationships, effective listening will require you to focus on the speaker, even when the subject isn't particularly interesting to you or the speakers themselves aren't highly skilled communicators. The following points are designed to help you develop better listening habits, which are essential to communication and relationship success. The first point to remember is give your speaker your full attention. Most people have the ability to drive a car, surf the internet, read the newspaper, and do household chores while conversing on the telephone. But if you find yourself face to face with another individual, it's more appropriate to give up your multitasking habits in favor of focusing on the conversation at hand. Otherwise, the person who is speaking might easily feel that you're not that interested in what they have to say. So the first step in becoming an outstanding audience is to stop what you're doing so that you can concentrate exclusively on the task of listening. Another point. Provide positive verbal and nonverbal feedback to the speaker. Besides eliminating your poor listening habits, it's equally important to install good listening practices as well. Like any good audience, be sure to remain silent, lean toward the talker, and look them in the eyes while they're speaking. In addition, you can smile, laugh, nod your head, and even interject a few words showing your approval or agreement. Some good examples of supporting things to say would include, I'm with you, I hear you, that's so true, you're right on, that's a good point you make, exactly, absolutely, I totally agree with you. And one more key point is, stop rehearsing what you're going to say. We all have the natural tendency to listen long enough to what another person is saying until we essentially get it. Then we spend the rest of the time while the other person is talking, formulating what it is that we want to say in return. This becomes a comical and all too frequent game of verbal tag, where each person takes their turn speaking, but no one is actually doing any real listening. In order to prevent this from happening, we have to resist the temptation of jumping to conclusions and assuming that we know exactly what the other person means before they're finished with their thoughts. When you're preparing yourself for what you have to say, you're inside your own head instead of remaining in step with the other person's communication. The bottom line is, remember that in order to talk like a winner in the broadest sense, you must listen like a winner as well. All you have to do is follow a simple and powerful rule. Become an outstanding audience. Once you know and understand the significance of this essential part of successful daily communication, it's only a matter of playing freely with the ideas, practicing with a greater sense of purpose, and testing it every day in your own life until this skill becomes a constructive new habit. Do it in the spirit of loving adventure, and it'll all come easy to you.